That smells shit.
That smells shit. What's up, guys? Season 8, episode 16 of the Unphony Buffoonery Podcast. Welcome, listeners. Welcome, fucking people accidentally listening to this. I don't fucking know. I was going to say...
People accidentally.
I was going to say viewers, but there, it can only be listeners, so I had to stop myself there. I'm here with Steven, guys.
Yo.
Anything more to say?
No, that's about it. All thanks, guys, for listening. I'll see you guys next
we'll
time.
We'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Let's play the sound real quick.
That smells shit. That smells shit.
That smells shit. Bro. When someone's like yapping to you like that, they're right up in your face, bro. You know? You gotta just...
To be honest, bro, that actually might shut down, like, an argument, to be honest. Like, if you just pretend like they smell like actual dog shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, they're yapping, they're yelling, and you just, like, you know,
start
you smell their breath, and you're just like, Jesus Christ, man.
Don't even say something rude. Just start coughing and, like, be like, oh, my
like,
God.
At least eat some celery to accidentally floss your teeth, man. Like, anything, bro.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, right? That hits.
Bro, I gotta write that shit down.
That punches, bro.
Bro, that's a Mike Tyson right there. No?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I can't give myself too much credit, you know? If you want to glaze me, that's
glaze
fine, but
you,
I'm not going to be like,
yo,
what I said was goaded, bro. Like, even though I might be thinking that, you know what I mean?
Even though I'm thinking. All right, so
I might be thinking that. Guys, it is 12:30 a.m., not p.m., so there might be a point where we are whispering, but contrary to our usual scheduling, sometimes we're doing this when we're like, we just woke up, you know, I'm like sipping coffee, I'm so out of it. This time around, we're actually, like, this is when I'm most awake, you know what I mean? If I lived in, like, a house, I'd be good volume, you know? I'm just aware that I have neighbors because I live in an apartment, because I live in New York City, because the city's a shit show, you know what I mean?
I got soundproofing because my parents think I'm annoying.
Yeah, and then you still whisper sometimes, you know?
Yeah, and then you just don't shut the fuck up.
That's true.
My bad.
I do be
that's
yapping.
My bad. Yeah, nah, let me pour one glass of water into another glass of water just for the vibes. I hope you heard that.
I do.
Like
I
pissed, Loki.
I mean, I wouldn't blame you. I do have a piss bucket. It is empty right now, so it'll
make a
lot of noise.
You got a whole bucket? Damn, I got like a Gatorade. Like
I'm just too lazy to, you know,
milliliters.
I dump it like once a week, so I just kind of
once
let it,
a week.
Once a week, yeah.
Remind me never to come back to your apartment.
Why? Wait, what's wrong with what I said?
That's the biggest reason. A couple other reasons.
I don't know, man. I think you're bugging. All right, let's talk about some updates. Super Bowl. Were you a spectator of the Super Bowl? Did you watch it?
No, I was working.
Damn, bro. So you got no opinions on this, like, game?
I'm gonna be honest. I think it was Seahawks versus Patriots. That's my limited.
You're dead on, yeah. Yeah, that is what
it
was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Some people I work with really like it, but apparently Seahawks touched up the Patriots or some shit.
Yeah, they for lack of a better word, absolutely annihilated them. The game was okay. You know, the Patriots are a young squad that barely... Listen, I don't follow football, so I'm just regurgitating shit that I heard from other fucking podcasts and whatever the fuck, but...
Brady retired, right?
Yeah, Brady's retired.
Okay. Because I remember,
he's
like,
been
I don't
off
know
the Patriots. He won with the Buccaneers in Tampa, like...
Oh, yeah,
a few
right
years
after,
after.
He, like, right before he...
Yeah, so it's like he's years removed from this, you know?
I'm gonna be honest, yeah, I don't know that much. Most of what I knew was, like, I would get together with the boys sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, Manfrey was, like, a huge Patriots fan, and I kind of, like, low-key remember them being in a bunch of Super Bowls, but, like,
that's
all I remember.
Yeah, because Brady was good. I've always liked Brady. People hate on the Patriots because they, like, would win a lot, you know? It's just natural. It's like, you hate the team that wins a lot because you're, like, enough.
Yeah,
because,
like,
you know, everyone
again,
wants
again,
to root
again
for the underdog, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But, I always liked him. He's a good competitor, and, you know, I see him. I don't mean to glaze him, but I'm seeing it, and I'm like, yeah, this guy is just, he's doing it well. You know what I mean? Like, you can't help but be like, he's doing it well.
Yeah, like,
right?
If you're nice, you're just nice.
Yeah. He wasn't an asshole, I don't think.
Oh, that's good.
You know, he's, like, there are people that are cocky. Like, they might be doing it well, but they, like, show the middle finger every time they beat someone, and it's like, okay, that makes me not like you. That makes me root against you. You know,
yeah.
Brady didn't do anything like that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I've always liked it. Anyway, from what I understand, without getting into heavy fucking football talk, the Patriots are a pretty young team. They've been since Brady basically rebuilding. You know, they're not like close to being a championship caliber team. And suddenly this year they like surprise everyone. Their quarterbacks are popping off. Granted, people were saying they had the easiest schedule, but still, they took advantage of that schedule. In the playoffs, they might have had the easiest route, but they still fucking beat all those teams. Like, you still gotta win. And now they made it to the fucking Super Bowl. So people were like, yo, can these guys actually do it? I can't lie. I know nothing about the Seahawks. I was like, my, you know, this person I know is a Patriots fan. Fuck it. I'm a root for the Patriots. You know, let's go Pats.
Yeah.
Did not happen. You know, they got cooked, but it's okay. Did you see this halftime show?
The Bad Bunny one?
Yeah.
I saw like a snippet on Instagram. It looked pretty sick.
I don't know. For some reason, my feed, like literally while watching it live on my TV, it was so shit. I don't know why. I literally couldn't hear anything. It was like, you know, there's instrumentation. So imagine trumpets are like boom, 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 like right in the mic, right?
Yeah.
And then the rapping is like this. And I'm like, bro, they have the wrong mics on or something, you know?
Oh, really?
So I thought like 30 seconds in, like, oh, that's a technical issue. Like someone's panicking. They're going to fix that, right? Nope. The whole fucking 12 minutes, just nonstop. I can't hear anything. I hear the reverb. Like I hear the singing coming from the speakers in the stadium, you know?
Oh, so it's just like a bad fucking call.
Yeah, it was a bad feed. And I was on Twitter live going like, yo, like how has this not been fixed? And no one was bitching about it. I didn't see anybody talking about the audio issues. So I'm like, is it just me, bro? People are talking about
your stream or whatever.
I mean, I'm watching on cable.
Oh, cable.
You know what I mean? Like, it's NBC.
I'm assuming that's the big one.
Yeah, like it's a big company. It's like fucking, I don't know, Toronto Broadcasting Company or something like that. I don't fucking know. Like it's a big one. It's the National Broadcasting Company, I believe. Okay, NBC.
Right. Yeah.
You know. Regardless, you know, I couldn't even hear the fucking words that were being said. But you know, there's this debate, right? Because it was in full Spanish, this fucking concert, right? Because it's Bad Bunny. Listen, I don't care about the language of a song. I love Italian music. I love French songs from the 70s. I love fucking, you know what I mean? Like I listen to Indian songs sometimes, not often, but you know, like I listen to Russian music, German rap. I don't give a fuck. Spanish music is in that list. I love me some salsa. I love me some syncopated. Some syncopation, you know what I mean? I like moving the body, right? I do like 4K, you know? I do like Monaco, Bad Bunny, right? So, like,
I'm not... Someone at my work was playing Monaco the other day.
Uh-huh.
Bro, I immediately was... I snapped my neck, low-key, I thought of you.
I appreciate
that. A tear was in my eye and shit, bro.
Yeah, when he played the song, because that's Bad Bunny, he played that song during the halftime show, too. And
you're lying.
He did, yeah, it's his song. Except...
It's his song?
It's his song, yeah, what do you mean?
Holy shit.
The whole video, you didn't realize that was Bad Bunny?
Not gonna lie, no. No offense to him, like, he's cool and all, it's not something I gravitate towards, you know?
No, but, like, dude, the name of the video is called, like, Bad Bunny Pocono.
Oh my god, I forgot. I remember it being called Pocono, obviously, but, like, I'm, you know...
Like, the, you know, it's his song, like, the person rapping in the video is Bad Bunny. That's his song.
Shut up, bro.
Anyway... It's just weird because, like, you know, these Super Bowl halftime shows used to be, like, a performance, you know what I mean? Like, if you're there in between the halves, you're being entertained with a concert. And, like, this was just, first of all, like, a concert. Like, if you watch, like, 2005, like, McCartney Super Bowl halftime show, or, like, I don't remember exactly if it was 05, but whatever, it was that time period. In the 90s, you had Michael Jackson, right? Those shows were, like... You know, you play four songs that are bangers. You know what I mean? This guy, he played, I swear, like, it must have been like 12 to 15 songs, man.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a song a minute. Like, the Monaco song, he played like the violin part of it for like 30 seconds. And then it switched to something else. And you had some features and shit. And I'm like, bro, what is going on? This is like...
This is like a full concert.
No, but like, I don't think that's a concert, bro. Because I'm barely hearing the music.
Well, yeah.
You know? Like, it's not really a song. You're just playing 30-second snippets.
Ooh,
it's
so
brain rot in concert form, bro.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, music transforms language, sure, but at the very least, it has to be, like, catchy. It has to be songs that I recognize. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess at a certain point, any song is not recognizable until you give it a listen. You know what I mean? But he played a lot of songs that are, like, new or something, like, on the new album or whatever. I knew none of them. So I'm not, like... They were, like, very wordy. They were lyrical.
Do you stay up to date or no?
No, I don't stay up to date, bro. I don't fucking follow Bad Bunny.
I don't know.
I would know, like, the 3-4 songs, you know what I mean? Like, there's the Monaco song. There's probably some other songs I fucking know. In a minute, give me that VIP, A. You know, fuck it, I know that song, right? But, like, they're catchy, so I don't really give a shit about the lyrics. It's I'm vibing to the catchiness of the melody, you know? When he's just playing, like, the equivalent of, like, you know, Eminem, but in Spanish, it's just like, bro, you're just saying stuff. Like, I don't understand you. I can't bop my head to this. What am I doing? You get what I mean? So I can understand people's logic and, like, not being the biggest fan of the concert. Not to mention, bro, if you saw clips of this, like, it was purely made for TV. Like, if you were actually there spending $100,000 on fucking tickets to be at the game, that concert was not for you, bro. They're literally doing this. Everything was in a jungle, bro.
Yeah, just like, I think The Weeknd had one that was kind of like that, no?
Well, The Weeknd was, like during COVID, bro. There were no fans.
Oh, yeah, you're right. My bad.
The Weeknd was, like, on a set and shit, so it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, that's why.
This is like, bro, you have hundreds of thousands of people in front of you, and you're ignoring them. You're doing it only for the cameras. And, like, that rubbed me the wrong way. I didn't really like that, you know? There's some political messaging and whatever, and, like, overall, it was a fun thing, I guess. I did rewatch it so I could have my opinions on it, because live, like I said, I didn't hear him at all. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I couldn't even tell. It was literally just backwards. Imagine me doing a podcast like this. Like, did you even hear what the fuck I said, bro? Like,
I think you said, imagine me doing a podcast like this or some shit. Yeah. But I was like, bro, you were like where your fucking AC unit was, probably.
Yeah, bro. So, I don't know. He also wore a bulletproof vest for some reason. I guess he was scared of getting shot, dude.
I was going to say, is it like a political message or something?
Maybe. Because at the end, he said, like, God bless America, and then he went, like, all the way from the south up, you know?
Yeah, he started shouting out, like, every state and, like,
every country.
Every country, a couple states.
No states. No states.
Oh, no? Puerto Rico, no? Isn't that a state?
It's a territory that is its own country. That's his homeland, so he's not going to call it a state. He's going to call it a country. We don't call it a state. It's a territory.
Oh, I'm an idiot, bro. Why did I think it was part of America?
No.
Oh, what the fuck? Damn, the more you know, I'm an idiot, bro. Goddamn, my bad.
Yeah, I mean, they do get, like, U.S., like, postal service, but...
What?
They do... Yeah, because they're a territory.
Are they U.S. citizens?
I don't think so. That's the thing, is that it's a territory, so they're not U.S. citizens, but they get U.S. mail. They have to pay taxes... U.S. taxes, but
wait, what?
Yeah, dude, it's straight up just, you know, it's
because, like, we have territories in Canada and, like, it's, you're Canadian.
Yeah, for you guys it's different. Your guys' territory definition is almost like uncharted land. It's like saying land.
I promise you, I don't know the difference between a province and a territory. And if you do, please teach me right now.
I mean, I don't really know politically for you guys.
Yeah, fuck.
But I'm province is just sort of like, it's basically like a state, you know? And territory is... There's no real definition for your guys as, like, you know? Unless it's literally the same
provinces
thing.
Derive the power directly from the Constitution, making them sovereign in the jurisdiction, while territories are creations of federal government and exercise powers delegated by Parliament.
I don't know what the fuck that means.
So territories lack constitutional protection.
Okay. I guess.
I don't fucking know.
But, like, for us, it's
different.
Yeah,
that was Canada, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. For us, like, territories are just, like, lands that we claim, you know, and I guess we fund a little bit. But they're not citizens. They have to pay taxes. Mm-hmm. But, you know. I don't know. It's some capitalism shit, bro.
Would you get deported to Puerto Rico?
Deported to Puerto Rico?
Like, imagine you came into America and you overstayed your visa. I guess you'd get
deported. I think so. Yeah, yeah, you can get sent back because technically it's not...
Yeah, different country.
I don't know. Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Because, like, I'm not going to get deported from none of us.
Here's the thing. If you were here... Because I know some people that, like, for instance, have a limited visa.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what it is? If you don't have a passport, you can travel with just your ID, but, or like back in the day, but you can't go, you know, you can't go international, so you can only go America, Alaska, Hawaii, but I believe also Puerto Rico.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means. Does that mean it's not international? Does that mean it's part of the U.S.? Good question. you know.
I swear I saw it somewhere on like on a like a like a movie or a TV show where it's like, I'm not an immigrant. I'm fucking Puerto Rican or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Politically, it's some interesting shit. Cause yeah, that's kind of his point too. And also, you know, saying like I'm American, you're Canadian, right? They, you know, all these different South American, Central and South American countries consider themselves American too, right? Because, well, that's the thing, right? It's like, you know, it's the Americas.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, even South America.
Yeah, it should be Americas.
Yeah.
That my point is, it shouldn't even be North and South. It's all America.
Fair.
So his message by saying God bless America and then saying every country
is
saying we're all American.
Right?
Estados Unidos is just saying the United States. That's your country. So you should be called United Statesians, not Americans, because we are all Americans. Right?
Mm,
telling a Mexican he's not American is like, you know, telling a person Canadian from Croatia he's not European.
Or yeah.
You know, it's like we are European. I just happen to be from Croatia, so I'm a Croatian European. You get what I'm saying? I could be a United Statesian American, and he can be a Puerto Rican American, right? Like, that's kind of his message. And, like, I respect it. It's perfectly fine. I have nothing against it. It's just a little bit too much political messaging for just what should be, hey, you have a 15-minute time slot to entertain in between, you know, halves of the Super Bowl. But it's all this big spectacle anyway, so who gives a shit? All these fucking ads and shit. Anyway,
see, what, last year's was basically a gang war.
Yeah, last year was crazy too. Yeah.
Last year was fucking.
Bro, I'm just waiting for a day where we have like a normal performance. Like,
so,
I don't know.
Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Even then,
well,
it was like.
Who's 2 years ago?
I don't know. 2 years ago might have been some of the girls. There was a year where I was like Eminem and Snoop Dogg and all that.
That
shit.
One was hard, bro.
It was pretty good.
Rihanna was 23.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I remember. Feel like someone else was with her, maybe not. You know what? That one was a good concert. It was very simple, but it was clean. It was good. Who was 2021?
Yeah, 2022 was the one that you were just talking about.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. Who's 21?
That one was hard. That one was hard. Oh, Kendrick Lamar was also there, so that he's gotten two and 3 years.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
And he used it to.
Oh, 21 must have been the weekend, and 2020 was like pre-COVID because that was February pre-COVID.
Yeah, 21 was the weekend, the one I talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm. So who's 2020?
Jennifer Lopez and Shakira.
Oh, yeah, Shakira, yeah.
Oh, with also Bad Bunny. Oh, shit, so Bad Bunny, 2 and 6 years.
There you go.
Damn, shout out him, bro.
Shout out him, bro. All right, let's digress because we have a lot we can talk about. Have you been keeping up with the Olympics, Mr. Employed Man?
I'm going to be 100% honest.
No.
I had one conversation with Andrew about it. I was shocked that it was on at that point, and I am again shocked that it is on now. With all due respect, yo, shout out the Olympians, but like I fucking forgot.
Yeah, that's fine. I haven't been like keeping up, but like the hockey seems to be interesting. We watched a couple of highlights. You know, there are people talking about how the Winter Olympics are so much more intense than the summer ones. You know, because it's just like in the winter, it's just like there's crashes, there's people getting airlifted out of stuff, there's beef, skiing for 50 kilometers. Now here's a gun. You know. Summer is just like, who can run the fastest? Who can jump the highest? It's sort of, you know, it's a little bit more.
When you say it like that, it sounds lame as fuck.
No, I'm not saying it's lame.
You can't just say it like that.
It's just
though.
Like beach volleyball. You know what I mean? Like, that's the Summer Olympics. The Winter Olympics is fucking skiing and snowboarding and ice hockey. And it's a little more intense, you know? I like both, though.
You make it sound like these motherfuckers really just doing light work in the summer.
No,
bro.
I'm not saying it's light work. It just feels more tame. There's like, bro, there's like beef over like curling right now. Like, by the way, it's your team. Canada's curling team fucking cheated. There's like crazy beef about it.
Yeah, you can suck my balls.
I'm just the bro.
I know nothing about it, but you can suck my balls.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying, bro, you guys fucking cheated, man.
Yeah, and I'm just saying you can suck my left and then also the
you've
right
done
left.
No research, but you know. Just so you know, I'm pretty sure that Canada hasn't won shit. You guys were born on ice. You guys haven't won shit in the Winter Olympics, bro. Suck my dick.
Honey, where's my super suit? I freeze this motherfucker, bro.
Another update, Steven. Discord is going to require a face scan, or ID next month. Christ. You've heard about this?
Is that everywhere? Is that just like America? Or like, is that? Like
I don't know. I don't know. It might be everywhere because it's just the rules of the app. You know, otherwise you can just VPN. But
yeah,
Basically, all Discord accounts are going to be age restricted by default.
Crazy.
If you want access to anything that is age restricted, you have to show your face ID, all that shit. So it's whatever. I don't use Discord to look at fucking pornography, so who gives a stuff? Who gives a shit, you know? Sure. But just for anyone who's listening who might just be discovering this, all it means now is by default, you're not going to be able to unblur media flag the sensitive. You're not going to be able to turn off message requests, whatever that fucking means. You're not going to be able to access age-restricted channels and servers. Cool. That's fine. You're not going to be able to speak in a stage channel. Don't even know what that is. Yeah, you're not going to be able to toggle on age-restricted commands. Okay. So
let's see what those commands are.
I don't know. I think it's just like fucking...
I mean, I don't use many commands, but like...
Yeah. /NSFW or something like that, bro.
Damn, that's what I call incognito. You know the vibes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know the vibe?
I do know the vibes, yeah.
What do you know about those vibes?
Are you asking me if I know what incognito is?
Yeah, nah, I just look like an idiot. Fuck you,
man. Like, I know about the vibes, bro.
What do you do on incognito, though?
I'm clued in. I open my YouTube channel and give myself views.
W. I know why.
It's like I'm a new person, you know?
I'd be lying if I didn't say I do the same.
No, I both don't. It doesn't work. You have to sign in with a YouTube account for a view to work, so... And then it doesn't let you duplicate views either, I'm pretty sure. Because, dude, it's interesting. YouTube will, it'll delete views. You know, like a video will have like 650 views, and then the next day I see it's got 637. And I'm like, what happened? You know? Like, it just means like anytime it recognizes someone viewed more than once, it deletes those views, bro. These guys are scums.
Because I'd be watching your shit, you know what I mean?
I appreciate that.
Does it count at all? Because I do it like once every month or two.
I mean, maybe. Maybe it's just like, it says like once a day, you know? Maybe that's the cap. I really don't know.
Because, yeah, there's maybe like, what was it, on like, Monday or some shit? Maybe it was like Saturday. I was getting ready for work and I was just watching a fuckload of your videos.
Like, if I watch my video today 5 times, tomorrow it might delete 4 of those views.
Oh.
You know? Maybe. I'm just guesstimating. I don't know.
5 different videos or 5?
No, like the same video. If I watch it 5 times.
I like just watching your videos.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you're glazing a little too much. You can hop off my dick
fuck
now.
Fuck your videos.
Yeah.
Fuck Shady.
That's the
love.
Spirit. That's the spirit.
Fuck this podcast. That's I'm going to go goon.
I told you about how I updated the banner, right?
Did you?
I didn't send you the banner. Let me send it to you.
We're going on YouTube right now, boys. Even though I was just on your channel earlier when we were talking about Bad Bunny.
Fuck. I want to find this shit, but I can't find it. Oh.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah?
Clean.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know how else to describe it. Cool.
Thank you.
Sleek, if you will. Fuck it, we're going to be Apple. It's innovative.
Innovative? I don't think it is.
What is it,
I'm sending the high quality. Oh, no, that's a Photoshop.
Just send me the Photoshop.
No, I'm sorry.
Suka blit.
There it is. Okay, I just, you know, I wanted something less gamer video vibe, you know what I mean? Like, this, in comparison, here's what we had before.
Yeah, I like that.
You know? Do you see the old one?
Take me back to the good old days.
Okay, that is not, those are not the lyrics. Said,
go fuck yourself.
Because I was stressed out. Wish we could turn back time. That's what he says. Not take me back, bro. What the fuck?
Fuck you, man. I don't know. Why is Photoshop open? Like, see what you did, Jack?
Yeah,
now Photoshop's opening on my fuck ass PC.
Go
bro.
Fuck yourself. Why are you fucking clicking it, bro?
Why are you fucking me right now?
Nah, fuck yourself. All right, guys, let's get into the jokes.
Shall we?
Are you ready?
Always.
Steven, what is a DJ's favorite sauce?
Shady. My bad. I don't know.
Marinara.
Oh my god.
You like that? It was good.
I hope you died. That one hurt deep down. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Fucking marinara.
Say it one more time, real quick.
Marinara.
Yeah, I really want to kill myself. Jesus
no,
Christ.
That's some cringe shit, dude. You know what? Fuck it, dude. I'm embracing this stuff. This is exactly why people fucking listen to this. And
people listen to this?
Yeah, no, you're right. There's like two
my
people.
Bad, my
it's
bad.
Me and you. But
it's me, you, maybe my mom if she's feeling nice that day.
Did your mom listen?
Yeah.
I hope not. Are you serious?
No, that would be fucking terrible.
I was about to say, bro. I ought to be nicer to you if your mama's listening.
Yeah, lie, bro. This guy's gonna... I invited you to the Canada, bro. You're gonna pull up. My mom's gonna run a fade on you, too.
She's like, so this is the one who's making fun of my son, huh?
My sweet little Steven. She just pulls off her belt and shit.
Yep.
I can tell. I know your mom doesn't listen to this fucking podcast.
No, definitely not, dude.
I pulled up, bro, and she had fucking Thanksgiving food ready. Yo, shout out. Shout out your... I almost doxed you. Shout out your mom.
Respects. Appreciate it. Let's hear your joke.
Doc started. My joke... You know what really makes my day, bro?
What?
The rotation of the earth.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
You know, Steven, just when you thought food couldn't make a phone call, okay. Boom. Onion rings.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Boom.
That one
actually,
was good.
Fuck off.
That one was good. Honestly.
That one was gas, bro.
I like that.
That was so bad, but like so fire, bro. Boom. It's a boom too.
Boom. Onion boom. Rings.
Onion rings. Shut up. Fuck. Man. Oh, excuse me, sorry. Just had to burp real quick. That one fucking gave me stomach issues, apparently. Yo, real talk. Like, this last week, I got a new job, bro.
Really?
Yeah. I work at a bakery now, bro.
Are you serious?
I'm just rolling in, though.
Damn.
Yeah.
Good to hear, man.
You know the vibes?
I do know the vibes. How about this? Three ladies were sitting on a park bench when a man ran up to them in a robe and flashed them.
Okay.
Two of the ladies had a stroke, the other couldn't reach.
Oh no. Understandable.
Yeah.
So I told my suitcase there'd be no vacation this year, no seeing Jack this year, you know the vibes.
You're telling this to your suitcase?
Yeah, I told my suitcase, like, no seeing Jack this year, no vacation this year. It's not okay, like,
are you sure?
Not like
really? Not even like September, maybe?
I don't know, man. It's just not looking good. But yeah, I told that to my suitcase, right?
Okay.
Now I'm dealing with emotional baggage.
What if you just don't tell your suitcase this? Would that avoid this issue?
You're
telling me the aforementioned issue wouldn't fade away if you just internalize
this? No, because once it reaches... Because, like, it can read a calendar, right? So, okay. Like, once it reaches around August, September... It's going to realize that, like, yo, like, it's still dusty.
So let it discover it's this, you know, idea on its own. Why do you have to vocalize this in fucking February, bro?
Nah, because when you really think about it, like, you could be there for it. And you don't want to, like, hide the fact or kind of, like, what if it, like, asks, like, yo, we looking good this year? Like, what am I supposed to really tell it? Like, am I supposed to give it false hope or, like, what are we feeling?
Like I said, you know, you could just not say anything. But whatever, you can stop speaking now. Happy Valentine's Day, ladies. I'm speaking to all the ladies directly. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, listen, hold on a second, because here's the thing. I asked my girl what she wanted as a gift,
oh,
right?
Oh, no.
And she said nothing would make me happier than a diamond necklace. So I gave her nothing, because she said
shut
nothing
up.
Would make me happy. Like, I don't understand. She got mad at me over that. Like, am I in the wrong?
Yo, she bugging, bro. If she wanted a diamond necklace, she'd say a diamond necklace would
exactly.
make me happier than nothing.
Just speak fucking...
You know what I'm saying?
Speak logically, dude.
Like, she understands English, right? Like, she knows what she's...
Literally
like,
included the word
just, like,
nothing just for me to, like, ignore the word nothing? Like, what are you yapping about, bro?
Bro, you literally, like... That's W communication on Jack's part, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. I'm interpreting
it exactly...
You really
gave her everything she asked for.
Thank you. See, this is why I surround myself with yes men, dude.
That... Okay. Might as well just say I'm glazing and fucking, like, licking it or some shit, bro.
Well, you do glaze. You did glaze earlier.
Might as well tell me to zip it up when I'm done, bro. Like, damn.
I mean, have you not yet?
Okay.
It's still unzipped, just out and about, bro?
Out and about.
Steven, let's do a Would You Rather. It's just one. I tried to get several, and I only found this one that I stole off another podcast. So, let's have fun with it. Would you rather your closet/wardrobe randomize every day? Or the contents of your fridge randomize every day. So basically, would you rather have like a new
contents
set of outfits
fridge,
to pick or a new set of, you know, I guess food to have?
Hear me out. 100% food. 100%.
Yeah. Here's the thing. There's one caveat.
Okay.
And I believe the issue is that it is ingredients. which I don't like because I don't cook as much.
I think that there's so
much. Does that change anything for you?
No, because I'm going to still stick to the food answer. It doesn't matter if you say fridge, pantry, whatever in my house.
Yeah.
The amount of food in my house I can deal with and or get around by just going out to get food for that day.
Sure.
I mean, I realistically only eat one meal at home a day anyway, maybe two max.
But what I mean by randomize is it's like, okay, right now you've got frozen garlic bread. You've got Tostitos. You've got some fucking veggies and shit. You've got butter. You've got cheeses. Yeah. You got some fucking, like, dumplings, right? And suddenly tomorrow, all of that is gone. Now you've got, like, tomatoes, sauce-based stuff. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, you're going to have to cook that stuff yourself.
No, no, but hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out, though. I wear I own such little clothes that if I don't do laundry once a week, I'm actually fucked the next week. Like, genuinely fucked the next week. So what I'm saying is that, like, if everything gets randomized, I have 7 outfits to pick from, and if all of them are dog-ass or, like, inappropriate or whatever, I'm actually fucked.
First of all, buy more clothes, first of all.
That's
second of all, here's another little caveat for you. If it's randomized every day, it's a new outfit every day. You never have to do laundry again.
What if, like, a dress... What if one...
Never do laundry again. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, hear me out, though. Let me cook.
Okay.
I have 7 outfits, right?
It doesn't matter.
There's going to be a day where all 7 outfits are just fucking stupid. Like, it's summer and they're all, like, winter clothes. Or it's 3 dresses, 2 things.
No. It'd be randomized, but it'd be appropriate. Like, you'd have...
Okay.
Bro, like, come on. Do you have summer clothes in your house?
Yeah.
So it's just going to be randomized summer clothes. It's going to be different styles.
Okay,
like,
okay. My bad. I thought it was full randomized.
No. It's not going to be like, oh, here's a... I know it's fucking 25 degrees Celsius outside, but here's a winter coat. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, yo, here's
so long as you have t-shirts, like, it's just going to randomize the t-shirts. Like,
nah, okay, I'd be fine with that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
You know, it's not actually fucking you in any way. It's just.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I don't care much for fashion, and I do enjoy food. I'm also, this sounds perfect for me because I get sick of food easily. My only caveat is it going to, like, because a lot of the time I just have, like leftovers, you know, like I don't actually make stuff, right?
Yeah.
I don't really go out there and say, I've got chicken, I've got steak, let me make some chili. I used to, like, nowadays I don't give a shit, you know? Like,
definitely.
If it randomizes, it gives me ground beef in the fridge, I'm gonna be like, bro, like, what do I do with that? You know, like, sure, I can make it, but, like, I don't want to fucking spend an hour making some shit right now. So that's my issue, is it might be like, not my cup of tea. If it randomizes it and actually gets me, like, some things that I like, but, you know, I don't know what to get. I don't know what to expect when I open the fridge. I think that would be cool.
Okay, I could see it. Okay. But yeah, I'm gonna go with the clothes then. Then the way you said it, yeah, I go with the clothes.
I don't even know. Because I don't give a shit about either of these that much.
Yeah, I don't care if I can work around fashion. Yeah, I can work around either of them, to be honest.
The clothing thing is meant for people that, like, they want, like, a whole, what do you call it?
Like, wardrobe?
Yeah, what's that shit when you go and buy used clothes that's, like, cool?
Oh, vintage.
Vintage, you said?
Yeah.
I feel like there's another word for it.
Thrifting?
Thrifting, yeah. They want, like, a whole thrift shop, like, in their closet, basically.
Yeah.
And to them, it sounds cool to be like, yo, it can be randomized, it's like, I could just pick my outfit for the day. Like, that's very creative, you know? Like, that sounds cool. I'm not that person. I wear...
Oh, yeah. I like my same calm shirt.
I have literally, like, 20 of the same shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
Like...
I have three sets of two, so I have 6 of the same pants.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like, if I like it, I buy it again.
Exactly. No, I'm the same fucking way. With food, it's different, though. Because I might like sushi, but I can't have sushi more than once in, like, one day in a row.
No, nah, I could do that.
I can't.
I'm boring.
The second day of sushi, I'm just like, this is, I had this yesterday. This is, like, too much. Yeah, too much sushi for me.
Yeah, it's not all foods, but a lot of foods I could just run it over and over.
Yeah. Chipotle is one of those. It has to be complex. If something is complex, I can have it more often. But it also depends. Like a steak is complex, right? But it's too filling. I can't have steak every day, bro.
How many ounces?
I
could do like a 6-ounce steak every day.
I can't. It's way too much, bro. Six? Like, we went on this recent trip. We had burgers. Bro, after 2 days in a row of burgers, the third day, I'm like, I can't have another burger.
I mean, fair. It's just because, like, maybe it's because, like...
It's too, like, filling or something, like, you know?
I love eating meat.
I don't blame you. I enjoy meat as well, but I need it in different forms. I sound like a fucking little bitch. I wasn't really like this until, like, within the last probably five, 6 years. No, but, like, I don't want to be that guy who's, like, picky and it's like, ooh, this has celery. I don't like it. But, like,
no, that's kind of the thing for me. It's like,
yeah, I don't want the same thing. If I had sushi today, tomorrow I will not be eating sushi. I just can't.
That's not super picky.
That's good. I definitely know I'm not picky. I can have a variety of different shit. Like, there's shit that people can't eat. Because, like, oh, tomatoes. No. Like, I feel like you might be that. Right?
I'm mildly allergic to them. But I'll still eat them if it's...
Well, see, no, I'm saying you're allergic and you're still saying you can still eat them if what?
Yeah, I prefer not to and I'll try to avoid it, but if it's like, if they put it in my shit, bro, I'm still gonna eat it.
Brother, like, if you actually are allergic, like, it shouldn't be you prefer avoiding them.
It's not deathly allergic, it's just mild rashes and shit.
Sure, but still, it's like, you at least have an excuse. I have friends who, like, they just don't like it. It's weird for them texture-wise. And, like, to me, it's like, I'm not calling them babies, but, like, you know, it's like, dude, like, come on, man.
It's healthy.
It's a vegetable. You know what I mean? Like, it's a fucking tomato. You'll be fine. If you're allergic, very different conversation. Even if it's a mild allergy, I don't care. If you avoid it, no problems at all. But if your issue is like, I don't know, it's too watery or something. Like, come on, man. So, like, I'm not a picky eater, but if I had pizza yesterday, I'm good off pizza tomorrow. You know, I think I'm good off that. I can handle it if, like, we order a pie and I have, like, three slices left for tomorrow, like, whatever, right? But, like, you know.
I feel you on that picky eater shit, because, like, low-key, when we be ordering food at work, like, one day I'll order for, like, me and two of my boys, the next day, like, my boy will order for me and the other guy. Like, we'll take turns and shit, right?
Yeah.
And then, so, like, maybe, like, once a week or twice a week I'll be ordering, and then, like, the other times the other guys be ordering, or we just bring lunches, whatever. The guys are always just like, yo, Steven, what do you want? I'm like, bro, just give me protein and... Make sure I don't shit it out, bro.
Yeah.
Like that's literally all I ask for. And even if I am going to shit it out, like, you know, like on some spicy shit, like, then you're going to have to cover me while I'm in the bathroom. That's all I say, bro.
Listen, I would say I agree with you. My only issue is, again, because I get sick of stuff, I still have preferences. That's the thing. Is like, I can't just be like, I don't care. Because I could have had pizza yesterday. Today, people are like, so what do you guys want to order? I'll be that guy that's like, anything but pizza. And suddenly, like, someone like you might be like, dude, like, what are you, can't handle a slice, man? You know, but like, for me, I'm just like, I'm sick of pizza. I don't want pizza. Can we please not have pizza? Right. So I might be that guy who's like got preferences and shit. What I have noticed is that like slop food, shit like Chipotle and anything that like halal, maybe like where it's like rice with lamb or something like that, like things like that with like a salad. I get sick of less often. I can eat that more often every day.
Fair.
Like, I can do Chipotle three days in a row, like, no problem. It's probably not the best thing in the world, but it's no problem to me, you know?
You ever had the hot honey chicken at Chipotle?
I have not, actually.
No, I think it's different. But if you ever... Because apparently it's coming back again this year. I don't know when, but I think soon, maybe.
Is that only Canadian thing?
As far as like an ad or something.
Honey chicken Chipotle. Are you sure you're not talking about Chipotle honey chicken? Ooh. I have not seen this.
How well do you handle spice? It's not crazy spicy.
No, I'm good with spice, surprisingly.
Yeah, bro, try it. Bro, hot honey chicken, bro, try that shit.
Yeah? All right.
Bro, I promise you.
I'll give it a shot. I did not like the Al Pastor, though.
I don't know if I've ever tried that.
That shit was, like, sweet. I mean, hot honey, I assume, is going to be sweet, too, but...
I'd describe it more as...
It's nice more prominently spicy than it is sweet.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, 100%.
Listen, hot honey's great. I remember recently I had pizza that had, like, basil, pepperonis, peppers, and hot honey. Delicious. I bought a pie. Some friends liked it. Some other friends were like, that was too spicy for me. Jack, never get that shit again. And I'm like I don't know, man. I thought it was good.
With the hot honey chicken, I definitely need my water. But, like, I still will fucking muck it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Muck is a great word, bro. I haven't heard that in a minute.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, let's digress. We got a couple different things. So, apparently, studies show that half-print, half-cursive writing is indicative of trauma and is common among serial killers.
What do you mean?
I don't know. That's just the headline, and I did no further research.
Well, I have an unfortunate statement to make.
Yeah.
If you mean where you mix in cursive with regular handwriting...
Yeah, that sounds like...
I used to do that.
I still do that.
With... Really? With which letters? Or is it just
every
random?
Letter? I mean, like, maybe not full cursive, but, like, I think this is cap. Because, like...
You haven't murdered anyone?
Like, basically, here's the thing. What it's saying is technically all it really does is point to the fact that you write being led by intuition. Right? But it also... It's just quicker.
Oh, 100%.
Like, it's quicker to scribble. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to write in print all the time. Unless you're some fucking straight-A teacher's pet girl in middle school. You know what I mean? Like, chances are you're writing normally. Like, I don't know. I write half cursive all the time. Like, if I write the word cursive, my C turns into the U, turning into the R. The S is separate. The I is separate. The V swings into the E. That's how I write.
Yeah, I can see that. I know exactly what you mean.
And
but
it's
like,
just like,
low Q?
I don't know. Like that, it's just the quickest way. I'm not going to write V and then wait and then the E. Like, I could just feel that, like, the V could just transition to the E, so I'm just going to do it because that's quicker. Like, it's not...
Yeah, I can see that.
I think this is cap, personally.
I used to do my Y's exclusively in cursive for some reason. For, like, years.
My Y's are cursive. Like, I don't know. I do a little squiggle with it.
Yeah. Like, if mine was just full squiggle for some reason, but, like... I don't actually even know why. Oh, okay, that was not meant to be a pun. but like deadass, I don't know why I did. And then like a teacher was like greasing me for it or some shit in high school. So then I was like, oh fuck yeah, maybe I should not be doing this because like what the fuck am I really doing? And then like I had to force myself to not do it.
Yeah, like I'm looking at stuff that I have written. Like my O-N, if I write on, the O, you know, it's straight up script. O to the N is script. If I write like social media, the A is in script with the L. Right? Like, my L is a straight-up cursive L. And it's not just a line down. It's like a fucking, you know, a squiggle. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, I don't know. I'm half cursive, half print. Like, I don't think that makes me a serial killer, nor a psychopath. I have not, unless it's in a video game.
Respectable.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's faster. So, thank you, scientists, but keep working on your theories. Another update thing is iPhone 18 is going to have a MagSafe charger. Seen these leaks?
Is that real?
I hope not, honestly. But that's what everyone's yapping about is going like, dude, this is bullshit. Because like, dude, we just switched to USB-C. USB-C is fucking perfect, man. It's convenient. All I need is one fucking cable to charge like everything. And now this MagSafe shit is like, for what, bro? People like, this isn't a MacBook, you know? Like people use their phone in bed and like, I literally saw a TikTok where someone was like, you know, their phone fell off their bed and it's on the charger. And, like, he just pulls his phone up with the cable and writing, like...
Oh, yeah, MagSafe, you can't do that, right?
Yeah, it's like, oh, iPhone 18 users won't be able to do this. And it's like, no, real talk, though. Like, you know, you don't need that for a phone. They're just, like, they're not doing this because it's required or it's good. They're doing it because, like, what the hell else do we change? How do we make the new phone different?
How do we make more money off of... accessories.
It's just like a new car every new year. They're just like, yeah, let's just make the rims bigger for no reason. Let's fuck around with the positioning of the AC.
20-degree angle.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do this. Let's fucking do that for no reason. Like, you just gotta sell more. And personally, I don't like the direction of where the iPhones are going. You know, I think it's kind of going. I was like kind of with the 17, even though I'm an owner of a 17 Pro. It was sort of like, okay, like, whatever, I don't care, it's an iPhone, you know? But, like, it's almost like I'm getting more and more disappointed with it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll see. There's still plenty of time for Tim Cook to re-cook, if we can...
To re-cook.
Re-cook, like you know? All right, gas or ass?
Okay.
Let's lock in. Super Bowl halftime shows.
Gas.
Yes. Recently, recently a little bit more, I wouldn't say ass, but I'm not like wowed by them or anything like that. But at the same time, they're serving their purpose. They're literally like, everyone's tuning in for this. You know, even you who doesn't watch football, who was working, like, saw this.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
Like, you're not ever hearing of Bad Bunny concerts when he's fucking performing out in Puerto Rico or wherever the fuck. Even if something was in Toronto, you got no fucking idea, right?
Yeah, I would just be like, yeah, cool. Like,
yeah, I didn't even know who had what concert in Toronto. I don't fucking know. But no fucking Super idea. Bowl, that makes like, that's like a cultural event. And
exactly.
There's something nostalgic about it, you know? Every time I'm like,
It brings everyone together and shit.
Yeah, it brings everyone together, even though this year I spent the Super Bowl, you know, alone. At home, not alone, but like I didn't, you know, go out with friends and drink and whatever. You know, like it's still a good time, you know. So I'm gonna say gas as well. Do you have gas or acid? Did you prep any?
Let's get protein shakes.
Protein shakes.
I'm gonna say cautiously gas.
I definitely, despite the fact that you might be passing a lot of gas, right. Out your ass.
Oh my God.
I would say they're gas.
I'd say protein thing, like edibles and consumables as a whole, mm-hmm. You gotta really be careful because a lot of them taste like fucking shit. But protein shakes are pretty safe. Even the ones that aren't great are like, you know, decent and drinkable.
Dude, I know this one place right by like where my gym used to be. Bro, they're like protein brownies and cookies and shit. Are like packed with protein, but taste incredible.
Bro, oh, really?
Yeah, they taste incredible. Okay. I'd eat them just like I see them sometimes, and it's like, bro, I don't even want protein. Like,
you just
want
to eat it.
I just want to eat that. Like that brownie looks fucking incredible, bro. Yeah,
that's how you know it's good.
And they're like, they're homemade, and they're just like wrapped in like Saran wrap, you know. So they're just ready like they're, you know, they're like they're fucking bulging out of the Saran wrap, ready to be eaten. Ayo. You know? Yeah, no. Yeah. Ayo, indeed, bro.
But nah, there's a while where I was just trying every kind of cookie and protein bar, and they were all just like, Clif bars are okay.
I'm not talking about the Clif bars at like a supermarket. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Those are all like so mid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Even Clif bars.
There's like one
like,
or two that are decent.
Like, I don't know.
There's like one or two Clif bars that are okay. Then like everything else is pretty shit.
Yeah. I'm just not, like, a big protein guy. Like, you know, I don't give a shit about gaining muscle.
Fair.
And, like, maintaining it. Like, I'd rather focus more on cutting and...
Yeah, eat healthy.
Eating healthy than, you know, let me just keep packing on mass. Like, I was never a big protein intaker.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
All right, my next guess or ass, ginger ale.
I can see, like... I don't want to say it's ass, but it's just not something I'm ever drinking.
Okay.
Like, it's not ass. I don't, like, I really am hard stuck on that one, bro. I just don't, you know me, I don't like things with carbonation. I don't even really drink pop and shit. Fruitopia, lemonade, milk, coffee, and water is literally all my...
You're allowed to say ass. You're not a soda guy.
But it's not, fine. Like, I know my grandma's given it to me a couple times when I was a kid, and she was like, oh, it'll help your stomach or whatever. It was alright, I guess, but, like, it's definitely not ass. Like, bro, Coke, I don't like Coke. I'm sorry, man. I don't see how anyone likes Coke. It tastes
really?
Like shit.
Really?
I'm sorry, man. Coke, Pepsi, root beer. I'm going to start start some hot takes right now.
You got some Coke, hot takes,
ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. Coke, ass. Pepsi, ass. Diet, zero, don't give a fuck. Ass. Those ones are worse, to be honest. Fucking, I'm sorry, I'm popping off.
Right you didn't now, really, bro. Like, just, grow up with, like, soda and stuff?
I'm sorry, let me talk my shit. But, yeah, I didn't, but even some of the ones that my mom was cool with me, like, Sprite, mid. What else? Root beer, ass. Fucking Dr. Pepper, shit. Like, what else can I even think of, bro? I'm sorry, man, let me
you're
let
good,
me say
bro. Pop off.
You might have to, y'all. You're gonna have to take off your headphones for a second. Red Bull, ass, bro.
Yeah, I'm aware of this.
Most Monster flavors, ass, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The white one's the only one I like.
Interesting. So you do like some carbonated drinks?
I like Monster, just for the fact of it giving me energy.
Yeah, but why do you like the white one?
I don't know. It tastes okay.
And the carbonation's fine.
I deal with it.
I don't know, for me, like, all these different, like, everything you're naming, the reason they're good for me is because they're carbonated, and that's basically it.
Nice, like, tea, mid.
like, I don't know. I don't like the flavor of all the monsters. The monsters kind of aren't my thing. Even, like, all the other Red Bulls except for the original Red Bull. Not my thing. I just like the original Red Bull.
The other ones are so bad.
Yeah, I don't know. The original Red Bull, just flavor-wise, tastes amazing to me. I love the flavor of it like a soda, and the fact that it gives you energy is also fucking phenomenal. That's just me.
Rockstar ass.
I'm not the only one in the world that fucking likes Red Bull, but...
No, my friends like it. My friends like it.
I, you know, Red Bull is fucking... is good. I like the taste of it.
We're having... What are they called? Jager bombs? Red Bull and Jager?
Yeah, Jager bombs.
Bro, I literally told them, just pass me, like, extra Jager.
You're like, I'd rather have more alcohol than more Red Bull.
Genuinely, I'd rather have more of a shit-tasting alcohol than fucking Red Bull.
Interesting.
I was like, yo, if I'm gonna taste shit, at least they'll get me fucked up, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with your receptors that, like, it's so... Because this is a hot take. Like, most people like bro, soda.
None of those. Coke and rum. Give me just rum. Whatever any other mix you could think of, bro, literally just give me the straight thing.
Interesting. I mean, listen, I brought up ginger ale because it's one of those sodas that's, like, it's not necessarily the common one. I don't know if it's a top five soda. I would put it in the top five, but maybe not everybody. Like, I wouldn't put Fanta into the top five.
Bro, don't get me started. Don't get me started on Fanta, man. Yeah. That might be the worst one of any of them that I just mentioned, bro. That thing tastes like rotting orange dick, bro. That shit's ass, bro. Whoever's keeping Fanta in business, bro, go seek God, bro. I'm sorry, man. I don't know why I'm so mad about this shit. Seek God, bro.
I don't know. I mean, the Coke one is just interesting because, like, I don't know anyone who, like, except for you, I didn't know anyone who, like, hated Coke. There might be people that are like, oh, no, I don't drink Coke. That shit will fuck you up. Unhealthy. Like, I know people like that. I know people that say, Coke is whatever, but, like, ginger ale is better. I know people that say Coke is the best. I haven't, I've yet to speak to anyone who says Coke is horrible, like, tastes like shit. I don't know, dude. It's just sugary water with, like, I even understand if you don't like Dr. Pepper or, like, root beer, because those are, like, roots. Like, there's, like, some spice with it, you know what I mean? And it's kind of, like, tastes like cinnamon or something. Not everyone's a big fan of cinnamon, you know, that sort of
I'll
thing.
I'll drink straight Fireball before I drink Coke, bro.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. That's so interesting.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, partially it's probably because I wasn't allowed to drink some of these for a while when I was a kid. Even though, like, my mom started allowing me at, like, what, 11, 10, some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like... Even the ones where she would let me, like, root beer. No. Fucking, I don't like these shits. I don't know why.
I mean, listen, that's fine. You don't have to.
I'm just a hater.
You're just a hater, bro, and that's perfectly fine.
That is.
For me, personally, I'll say ginger ale is gas. I like ginger ale. I mean, Coke is great, too. I'm a soda guy. I like sodas. I don't drink them often. Sometimes, once every couple months, I remember that soda exists, and I'll buy, like, a six-pack of cans, and I'll just be like, ooh, you know, it's a cool treat to, like... If I'm eating and I just remember that I have soda in the fridge, I'm like, oh yeah, this will be fun to drink. Then eventually I run out, and then next time I don't buy anymore. Like, I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
When I'm working and I have no energy, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, for me personally,
that's fair, bro.
A cold glass of Coke hits you right where it needs to, you know? Red Bull's good for, like, just getting you energy, but Coke is, like, purely... sugar with carbonation. Like, if you're thirsty and exhausted, Coke hits you right where you need to. Like, especially if you're like blood sugar's down. Like, I remember I had that.
That's fair.
Like,
that's
my blood sugar was down. I could feel it. I was just, like, exhausted, you know? And I drank some Coke, just chugged it, and it just, like, fucking... I almost got lightheaded, you know, with how great it felt. You know what I mean?
See, like, I can understand in certain scenarios like that, but, like, I don't know, man.
And it's the carbonation, too, bro. It's the carbonation that just, like...
It's
if you're thirsty and your mouth is dry and your, like, throat is dry, it, like, fucking... It almost feels like it cleans everything, you know? It's fucking...
Nah, that shit... I'm just sitting there, like, well, this is not the flex.
Interesting.
Bro, like, I will, like... Even if we're at, like, I've been at functions where it's just, like, let's say a barbecue or some shit where people, like... We don't have bottled water, whatever. I'm like, bro, just let me go fucking fill up some tap water, bro. Like, anything, bro. I don't care, bro. Fucking garden hose water at this point, man. I don't want a Coke, bro. But that one's OD. That one's OD. But, like...
Bro will take fucking piss water over fucking...
Dad, what I'll about take a beer? Your toilet water.
Are you
water,
a beer drinker?
Very rarely.
Okay. But beer is also similar for you, where, like, the carbonation's weird and...
I'll get past it.
Yeah?
And I'll also, like, I'll put a lemon...
So you're telling me the fucking flavor of beer tastes better for you than Coke?
100%. 1,000%.
That's crazy.
It's not something that I'm, like, immediately fiending. Like, I haven't actually had a beer since New Year's. And it's February.
No, I understand. Like, listen, I would understand more so if people were like... Like, whenever people say they don't like beer, if it's like my boy, you know, and we're like, we're going out to drink, and they're like, I'm not going to drink. I don't like the taste of beer. I'm like, buddy, suck it up, dude. Drink a fucking beer. Like, what are you talking about?
I'll do that. I'll do that.
Like,
I'll
get it. I get it. It doesn't taste great. It doesn't taste like a Coke. But,
that's,
you know,
exactly my point.
That's what's interesting, right? Is that, like...
I'd rather have the beer.
Yeah. I usually think that way, where it's like, yeah, it's not a soda, but, like... It's a natural alcoholic thing that, like, and it, I don't know, to me, maybe I've convinced myself, but I like the taste of beer, you know what I mean? But I can understand if someone says, I don't like the taste of beer, because they're used to sugary water, you know?
Yeah.
But you are like, no, that sugary water tastes like Dookie, and that's so strange.
I ordered from Popeyes the other day for like, me and the men's at work.
Uh-huh.
And it came with combos, because it was like buy one, get one.
Didn't you like Sprite at a certain point? Am I bugging?
It was like, it's a, I go through like very minimal phases of them. Like, I'll mix it with something. Like, not even like I'll drink it straight. Like, I'll mix it with something.
Mm-hmm.
Just to like get a little lemon lime flavor or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't think I, correct me if I'm wrong. On that little tangent I had, I said it was mid, not like ass. Because like.
Soda or what?
Sprite. Sprite, if it was flat, I would like it a little bit more. And I have drinking it flat a couple times.
Mm.
Like, I've actually actively opened it, put it in my fridge, and then came back a couple hours later and, like, mixed it with some shit. But I also, like, again, straight mid. Like, it's an additive to something that was already good by itself, and I just wanted something a little different added to it.
I got you. Well, thank you. Like, thank you for the take, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just popped off on some next topics for no reason. I just be yapping and shit.
I was going to say, off topic, granted it is your gas or ass next, I think, but I must have slept in a weird position last night, because my neck has been fucked all day, bro.
Like, you want me to rub it?
Dude, I wish, man. I need to hit like a sauna or like a steam room, hit a jacuzzi.
Yo, speaking of, that's what, yeah, you saw that picture I understand?
Of what? Oh, you in the spa thing?
Yeah, I was literally at a spa today. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
First time I've ever been to a spa. Fucking...
How was it?
It was chill. I can't talk too much because we got some story times coming
up. Okay.
But, it was good. It was like a place where you could eat. Well, actually, I thought it was an all-you-can-eat, but it turns out my sister got it wrong. But, yeah, it was like a spa slash, like, there's pools slash gym slash
nice, dude. Place. I'm a little jealous. I want to just teleport to that right now.
I mean, I could give you a quick rundown of, like, how it was, but, like, it was kind of, like, honestly, like, it was cool, because, like, we went with two friends who we haven't seen in a minute, and, yeah, but it was, I don't know, it was a little, because it was, like, part of it, like, the pools, I didn't actually go in the pool, because it was, like, segregated for women and men, and I was the only guy there.
Interesting.
So, I was just kind of, like, I don't want to just go in the pool by myself, like, that's kind of whack. So, I just went to the gym a couple times throughout the day, got in, like, basically almost a full body workout. Like, I kind of just, yeah, I spent
so
probably...
So, how,
like,
yeah, how long were you there?
I was there, like, basically, like, fuck. We got there at, like, maybe, like, noon. And my sister and one of the people left at, like, 5:30, 5:45. And then me and the last person, we stayed till, like, 9:30.
Damn, so you were there for, like, yeah, a full work day, bro.
Yeah, basically.
Fucking, what, you don't feel refreshed? Did you get a massage?
Nah, you have to pay for the massage.
Damn, bro.
Like,
so,
some of the stuff was out.
So this
some
is a spa that, like, what did you do? You didn't go into the pool. You did the gym workout. What,
yeah,
anything
so
else?
So I did gym workout, ate some nice food, had some nice drinks, like coffee and, fuck, what was the other thing called? No, the latte or some shit. I don't know, I had a couple of those caffeinated drinks. There was, like, a bunch of saunas, an ice room, where it's basically, like, the opposite of a sauna.
Okay, yeah.
Some like chill lounges.
So the sauna, like, you like broke a sweat. Like, how long did you sit in these saunas?
There's a couple of them where I'd go for like 10 minutes at one, then pop out. Then I went like, there was one where, so all the girls went to like do like the jacuzzi, whatever.
Yeah.
And I literally just posted up. I had my headphones in, and I went to like the coolest sauna, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
The coolest of the hot ones, and I would literally just post it up there for like 45 minutes, like just chilling.
Nice.
Like I think I listened to an entire Nap album just chilling there. Like it was chill.
That's good. That's kind of what I fucking need right now. It's like I need to like sweat some shit out and get my fucking muscles relaxed because my neck is just stiff. I took the hottest shower I can possibly take, targeted my neck. Didn't help that much yet. So I'm hoping that if I could sleep it off, like, maybe by tomorrow, like, kind of loosened up. But I don't know, man. This is a little fucked. Like, right now, I'm sitting here, and I'm, like, rubbing my neck, because I'm like, man, I can't move. Like, I had to drive today, and I, like, while looking for parking, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I gotta turn my whole body looking left and right for parking, okay. Bro. Like, yeah, like, I couldn't turn left or right. So it's a little fucking... All right, let's hit your next gas or ass.
My next guess, right? What the fuck was it? Oh, yeah. Freezies or frozen popsicle. Like, if I say freeze, you know exactly what I'm talking about?
No, not exactly. I'm picturing it when you said frozen popsicles. It clarified.
Mr. Freeze, I think they're called. Let me see.
I don't know.
I'm going to send you a picture.
Yeah, let me look this up. Like, maybe.
Fuck, no, not that Mr. Freeze popsicle. Mr. Freeze pops?
Freezies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, like, okay. It's like in a bag.
Yeah, it's like...
So it's just like... It's like, technically, that's liquid. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you freeze it. Yeah.
You freeze it. Okay, these are gas.
Yeah,
these are gas.
Super 100%. Simple, yeah. Gas. Some of the flavors are okay, but...
Yeah,
as a
like,
whole,
I was not ever the biggest fan of the grape one, the top one.
Grape was alright.
I don't remember the clear one.
The clear... Really? Clear one was like one of the
I don't remember it. What is
blue
it?
One is... Blue one goated.
Yeah, blue one's goated. I feel
the
like
clear the clear one. The clear is
the
like
orange
the white one.
One's good. Yeah, the white. Like,
the yellow
what is
one's.
It? What is the flavor? Is it lemon lime?
I think it's
is
like cream soda or some shit. Or, yeah, I think it depends on which brand you get, but it's like cream soda or lemon lime or like some shit like that. The yellow one, I don't actually know if I've ever had it. If it's the pineapple one, it's ass.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly, because I don't actually like whatever that fucking flavor is.
I
the
can't
red
remember
one
which
fucking
ones I've
goated.
Had.
Red, but, the, either, I think it's like cherry or some shit, goated.
Yeah, red for sure, blue for sure, maybe the white one.
Yeah, red, blue, white, goated.
Yeah.
Orange and purple, or grape or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like B tier, I give it a B tier.
Yeah, grape is like B.
Yeah, it's not bad, but it's not your go-to. Like, it's good, it's like, it's
the
no, hitting that
goated. I remember getting these in middle school, man. Like, at a deli, like, after school, on like a nice end of the year, hot day, you know what I mean? Like. You wouldn't be doing this at the start of the school season. So it'd be like the end of the school season. It's like, oh, summer's here. Like, exams are over. Like, it's about to be summer, baby. You know, it's just a great vibe.
The last year and the
we're
year
just chilling. We hit a deli and we just, like, eat a couple of these. Like, these are great. I haven't had these in, like, a decade, if not more, though. It's been at least.
Really?
Yeah, at least. I would say since, like, high school onward, I haven't had a Mr. Freeze.
Oh, shit.
So, like.
Nah, you're missing out, bro.
Yeah, at least 12 years.
Damn. Nah, bro, you gotta hop on that shit. Go get it at, like, your fucking local...
I think I might,
Target.
Bro. You're convincing me now.
Bro, it's actually so... just like, you have a box, bro, could last you all summer, bro. Like, facts. You only eat one every couple days, whatever, bro. It's still goated, bro.
Facts.
Bro, all my right. grandma... This was a staple at my grandma's house, bro, in the summers.
Yeah. My last guess or ass is having your own website.
I would never say. I mean, how could it be ass? Gas? I don't know. Cause like for you and
is
for
it overhyped?
Like,
no, cause like listen, when I was a kid, I remember being like, "Yo, having my own website would be like the coolest thing on the planet." You know, it's like it felt like you have to be like a big business to have to have a website. You know. It almost felt like the verification badge on like you know what I mean, it's like the same thing, like if you have a website it means you're someone, and like nowadays I'm not saying it's ass, but like do you get my logic in that, like
yeah it's not
maybe
like
it's because we're just adults, but like anyone can make a site, like all it takes is money, just paying
it's
nine
partially
bucks
that
a
partially
month.
The fact that you actually you have to pay for it and set it up yourself and
yeah shit. It's like $9 a month for fucking DNS domain and then another whatever for like Squarespace or some shit, and then you know you just have a site, like it's just funny.
No, I'm just this, like, gas, because everyone I know with a website, like, it's they do it for a reason, for a purpose, for work. It's good. I know, to be honest, you, my sister, I think Andrew has one. I know, like, maybe one or two other people who have them. I'd say gas. I'm gonna just say gas. Yeah.
Yeah, I still have to say gas. I do think it's cool. It's just
it's definitely not ass. It's definitely not.
Yeah,
ass.
Yeah. It all right, do you have one more, or is it three and two?
Yeah, I think
you have one more? Okay, last one.
Am I tripping? My bad. Wait, do I? Sorry, let me open up my notes app. Oh, right, yeah. This is going to be weird, because I actually heard someone who said that they don't like using this. FaceTime. I mean, I think it's going to be unanimously gas, but...
You might have heard me say this, because, yeah, I'm not a big FaceTime guy.
Okay, maybe it was you.
No.
Hear me out. Okay, this might be a
meep. Ass, but I'm definitely... Yeah, it's so interesting. I don't know.
Oh, because you told me to save it for the... But you don't like it when I FaceTime you. That's what it is. Okay.
No, just in general. Like, I don't... If, like, someone FaceTimes me, it also depends on, like, certain people when they FaceTime me. It gives me anxiety.
I think it depends on, like, who and when.
Yeah. Sometimes I could just feel like, oh, it's, like, something important. It's, like, a different level. Like, this is above a phone call. And I'm just like, dude,
yeah,
don't fucking FaceTime me. First of all, you have a question, shoot me a text. Right? Like... I'm not targeting you. I'm just saying, like, in general, like, if I have, like, if I'm trying to be like, yo, what was this again? Or what are you up to? Like, I'm texting, right? If I feel like, yo, like, I kind of need a response as soon as possible, like, and you're not, I feel like you're not reading my text, I'll call.
Fair.
Never, ever FaceTime anybody. The only time I'm ever on FaceTime is if I'm getting a FaceTime call.
I think you FaceTimed me once or twice on, like, birthday or Christmas.
I don't know, man.
Maybe New Year's?
I don't think so. I think it's always been... New Year's has always been you calling me.
So you just don't put an effort into our relationship.
I apologize, man.
No. Next year, I'm drinking vodka alone. Fuck you.
No, don't do that.
Whoa.
You should hang out with family or something.
Okay, so not even with you. Okay, fuck you.
Well, you're saying anyway. Alone. Like, that's weird.
Yo, check our DMs again.
Come on, do something.
Yeah, it's just like the earlier with us starting the call. Yo, come on. It's going to be me on New Year's waiting for your FaceTime, bro.
And I'm just, the second you call me, insta-dub.
The same for the podcast.
Yeah. All right, guys. Quick little quote of the day. All right. In a world of constipation and diarrhea, okay to be a normal piece of shit sometimes. Have I said that before?
I've heard it. I don't know if it was you.
I feel like... Like, as I was writing that, like, I heard that in the TikTok, and I'm like, ooh, let me favorite that. I'll use that as a quote of the day. And then as I'm writing it in the script, I'm almost like, I swear I said this, like, a few months ago. Like,
maybe.
I fully might have
done
that.
Or I've, like,
read
it on Instagram.
No, like, for the quote of the day on this podcast, I feel like I've done that before.
It's possible. I've heard it before. I just don't know if it was you or if it was Instagram.
I got you. Yeah. All right. Well, with that being said, guys, let's get to story time. We each tell two stories, could be one true, one false, or both true, can no longer be both false. Who shall begin?
I'm going to begin. You know the vibes.
Yeah?
Yeah. You ready for it?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. What? Whoa.
I was doing the Ange. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you got to put more heart into it, bro. That's not
right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, come on, one time. One time for you. If you do it one time, I'll do it one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta fucking inhale and like just swallow spit by accident.
Oh, yo, cut that part from the
podcast. No, I'm not cutting shit, bro. I can't even lean back. My neck is so fucked, man. What'd you do to my neck yesterday, Steven? Jesus Christ.
Yo! You want me to give you some neck?
No.
You gave me neck?
No,
that's okay. You should actually cut that from the podcast. Anyway.
No one's cutting shit, bro.
Yeah, fair enough. So yeah, story number one was today at
the fucking picture you sent. The first time I looked at it, I just thought it was a dick. So,
the come on, do something.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, I take it back. I could see that. Anyway, story number hoosies. One. As aforementioned, I went to the spa today, spa, gym, food place, whatever the fuck. I don't know. So I went with my sister and two of our friends, and you know, we're going in and out of saunas. We're going to like, get food, get drinks, whatever. And to start it off, it's separated by guys and girls off rip. So I told them, yo, I'd meet you inside. Meet me at, like, this, like, they told me to meet me at this one place. So I was like, okay. So I met, I went to go to that one place, and it was like, the room she gave me, like, the name for it was, like, the sauna room. So I went into the sauna, you know, laid down, put on my fucking headphones, and I was listening to the music or whatever. I sat in there for 30 minutes until I realized I was in the wrong fucking sauna.
Damn. How'd you find out? You just sort of realized, like, yo, like, what's taking so long?
Yeah, it turns out that they had to go searching for me. And I, they, like, at first, yeah, so, like, they lost me for, like, 30, maybe 45 minutes.
And, like, how did you end up confusing it? Was it also, like, a different room that was called the sauna room, or, like, what?
There was, there was, like, multiple, I think I said earlier, there was, like, different, like, varieties of, like, heat for mm-hmm. different sauna rooms. So I went to one, and then they were in, like, another one with, like, a relatively, not relatively, similar theme name, and I just got them confused.
Gotcha.
Or maybe she got them confused, I don't know. She was adamant that she told me the other one, so I was like, oh, shit, my bad.
Well, I mean, listen, I do believe this to be true. It does sound like a situation that occurs. I don't know. I'm going to lean true here. All right. I feel like this might have happened to me, too.
Alrighty. So, that's story number one. Story number two. I was at my CVS, Rite Aid, whatever job, Walgreens. I forgot which other pharmacies you guys got in America. I was at my Walgreens-ass job the other day. Maybe a week and a half ago. And, you know, one of your, you know, duties is to, you know, anti-theft. You know, you see some people doing some weird shit, you know, stop them. So I was, checking the self-checkouts, whatever. And one lady accidentally scanned her shit twice. So I walked up there and said, hey, you know, like, as I was clearly watching all of them, I just said, hey, I think you scanned that twice. She got bent and just, like, was just giving crazy attitude the rest of the time. Because she thought I assumed she was stealing.
Okay. I don't know. I don't necessarily believe that one. How was she giving crazy attitude?
I walked up to say, like, I told, I think I just said the thing about, like, how she scanned something twice.
Yeah.
So, she scanned the same thing twice, you know, by accident. You know, kind of older people, sometimes they'll fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. How's she giving attitude?
Oh, you think I'm stealing something? Just off rip. Like, as I say, hey, excuse me, ma'am. Just, oh, you think I'm stealing something? You want to watch me? I said, no, ma'am. You know, like, I think you scanned that item twice. It's showing up twice there. Do you have two of them? She didn't have fucking two of them. So then I literally took off one, and as I fixed her mistake, she kept just rambling on, and she's like, you're just going to sit there and watch me? So then I literally sat, without, like, you know, intruding on personal space, I basically made it abundantly clear that I was just sitting there watching her. Like, just on some petty shit.
As much as, I don't even want this to be true, but I'm going to have to lean false. I hope I'm right in that this is false. That's what I'll say. So I'm going to say story one is true, story two is false.
So story one, false.
Damn.
So it was the other way around. I was looking for them for 30 minutes while they were in the sauna room. But because I didn't want to look like a creep, because it was already, like, partially segregated men and women, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I walked up to the sauna room. I saw one woman in there. I, like, made eye contact, and I was like, okay, yo, I can't just stare at women, bro. Like, this is going to, like, I'm going to get kicked out off rip, bro.
Yeah.
So I walked away, and I just sat, like, close to the sauna, like, kind of at, like, a midsection where I was like, okay, I can see if they're in a different one. I can see if they're in this one. And, like, they, like, you don't bring your phones into the, I mean, you can. Like, I was bringing my phone into the saunas, like, if it wasn't that hot.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they weren't. So, like, I tried calling one of them and then, like, texting my sister. No one was responding, so I was like, I just sat outside and waited for them to pull up. And then, yeah, they popped out of the same one, but it's just that, like, I didn't look in far enough. Uh-huh. Just because I wasn't trying to look like a creep. So, yeah, that was false.
Gotcha.
Number okay. two story, actually, yeah, 100% true.
Damn.
Like, she started swearing at me, so I was just like, fuck it, bro. Let me just sit here and, like bro, I actually have nothing else to do right
what
now.
What a
like,
bitch, man.
I was like, fuck it, man. Like, yeah, it's petty, whatever. But I was like, yo, I have literally nothing else to do.
Nah, you do you, bro. Fuck that fucking woman.
Deadass, bro. She was actually, like, just swearing. She was like, you think I'm a fucking thief or this bullshit? And I was just like, ma'am, I'm... I was like, okay.
You gotta get that customer service voice. You gotta be like, quite the contrary, ma'am. I'm actually trying to help you.
Yeah, I literally, like, I was like, ma'am, I took off the extra one. I stopped you from paying an extra $2. And I was trying to explain to her that, like, I just saved her, like, $2 and whatever cents. And then she was just not having it. So I was just like, okay. She's like, you didn't keep watching me? I was like, yep. And I literally stood like 2-3 feet away. Just stare, just blatantly staring, bro. Like, I actually had nothing else to do. So I literally was just staring.
Bro. Well deserved.
I'll lie, bro.
Alrighty. My two stories, Steven.
Let's get it.
Last week, I was coming back from a friend's house. We were chilling till like fucking 4 a.m. And suddenly, I'm coming back home and realizing there's no fucking parking. Right.
Oh no.
This is post snowstorm too, so these streets are still covered in snow. It's negative 20 degrees Celsius outside, so it's brick, and the snow is like three weeks old. You know, it's just straight ice, bro. Like the snow from the storm has not melted, and if you're trying to shovel anything, good luck, because you're not gonna be able to shovel shit. Again, it's 4 a.m. mind you. I ended up having to park a 5 to 10 minute walk away. After circling for legit 40 minutes. I straight up, like, 4 o'clock I left. I got home at 4:50. So, like, 4:40, I finally found a spot. And then I ended up walking for, like, 10 minutes in the freezing cold all the way back. I thought my ears were going to fall off. It was very cold. It was the coldest we've had in, like, a couple years. And I was outside with no hat that day. So, that was great. Oof. Story number one.
I'm a really hope for falls. You said this was last week?
Yeah. Okay, week so and a half ago.
So, yeah, you've moved your car since then. I'm assuming, right?
Yes, I did. I moved it the next day. I ended up parking in a spot where I technically shouldn't be parking.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, it was just like, dude, like, I have no options. It's about to be 5 a.m. Like, I'm going to park here, and then tomorrow I'll figure it out, whatever.
Yeah, facts. No ticket?
No ticket. Listen, it was in a place that was paid parking, so it was like you can only park here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But like on Sundays, that's fine. Like on Sundays, those rules technically don't apply.
Okay.
So, it was a Saturday night. A Sunday morning at that point. It was kind of like whatever. You know, I should be fine. But worst case, I'll move it tomorrow. And yeah.
I'm gonna say true because even that time when I brought the car. Well, I mean, I guess I brought it twice, but the first time I brought the car and we had like that close Airbnb to you.
Hmm.
There was that one night where me and Brandon literally just were like trying to find fucking parking after dropping you off.
Yeah.
And it was literally at that point, it would have been easier for us to just walk you home and then walk back, bro. It's like literally parked at a halfway spot.
Yeah, that's. And that I remember summer, telling bro. You, like, don't even bother moving the car because you may not fucking find the spot.
It was literally,
imagine that, but worse because you got piles of snow everywhere.
Yeah, so I'm 100% going to say yeah, facts.
Okay. Story number two, Steven. The other day I was coming back from the gym with a friend, and this is another parking story. I circled my area for like 5-10 minutes looking for parking. It wasn't even that bad, you know what I mean? It was like 4 p.m., like there's spots opening up and whatever, but for some reason, every spot I was about to find, or I was about to like pull into, a car in front of me kept stealing it.
Oof.
Like, I see one spot over there, I do a fucking U-turn, and there's only one car in front of me, like, that could possibly take that spot. Like, we're at a red light, and suddenly I'm following him, he turns on his caution lights, he's parking. I'm like, fuck you, bro. Three different spots that way. I have a witness as well. Story number two.
What day of the gym was it? Like, push-pull legs... What are we saying?
It was Valentine's Day, so it was everything. We did.
I don't know if I believe it. Off you just saying it was everything.
It was everything. You wanna hear the workout?
Yeah.
We started with bench, then we did deadlifts, then we did squats, and then we did arms. We did biceps, and then we did triceps.
So you did 1-1-1 biceps, so 5 1 for each muscle group.
Basically did everything, yeah. Like, deadlift includes back and legs, you know?
Yeah.
Squats is straight legs, bench is straight chest, and then both arm groups. No shoulders, no abs. Core, I guess, a little bit, but...
Any forearms?
No. Anyway, bro, story two.
Yeah, I'm gonna just say, I don't know why I'm pressing so hard on that. Yeah, fuck it, true.
True? So you're going both true here?
We're going both true.
You are correct. They are both true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Good shit. I don't have any, you know, I've been indoors a lot, right? Like, ever since the snowstorm, it's like, I find a parking spot, and I'm like, I'm not moving the car for a few weeks, you know? Like, a couple days passes, and like, whatever, fuck it, like, I'll go to Lynx or something, but like, I haven't been filling my life up with potential stories recently, so you know, everything's similar in topic.
Yeah, look at half my stories. Half my stories are involve work or driving to or from work.
Sure, yeah.
I just happen to go to the spot.
It's adult life, man.
A lie, bro. Bro, me and the homie today, we were chopping it up, and then, bro, literally every 10 seconds, we were like, bro, wish I miss when we were kids, bro, and we just played fucking Wii, bro.
Yeah. It's okay, man. We're still kids. It's fine.
I have the brain cells of a child, bro.
Guys, let's digress to trivia questions, all right? Multiple choice, I guess. Who shall begin? I don't know. By the way, I'm a little fucking out of it already, because I'm fucking starving, bro. I just realized I haven't eaten since 5 o'clock. So
damn. Oh damn, that's 7. Nope.
Yeah.
9 hours ago.
What? Holy shit! You're right. Yeah, 9 hours ago.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. And that was my breakfast too. Actually, no. Jesus. It wasn't. Dude, the other day I woke up at like 2:20, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, that's not good, man. I gotta fix this shit. I woke up at 12 today, so I'm good now. But well, 12 is still late for people. But like 12 for me is like, okay, that's like, yeah, that's not too early. That's not too late. If I fall asleep at 4 a.m., waking up at 12 is fine.
That's perfectly fine. That's okay.
But like there's a day where I fell asleep at 5 and I woke up at 2:40. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man, what the fuck?
On Saturday I was sick, so then I ended up waking up at like fuck ass. What was it, like 4 p.m., bro? I had like shit sleep throughout the night, and then like 4 p.m. It was actually felt like kind of nice.
Nice.
Like that was, I very rarely will wake up without an alarm, and that was like the only day I've done that in like months.
Nice.
Like I think I did that on Christmas.
I could do it anytime I want, bro. Fucking.
You can slap them up, right?
Literally, you know, story time. I still set alarms every day because it's like, nah, I can't, bro. If I just do that, I'm going to keep waking up later and later and later. Like, I still set alarms, but I don't have to. I can't complain either.
Hey, fuck you.
I know. No, I'd be happy for me, man.
No, I am. I'm just being a salty cunt.
Yeah. Let's get into trivia. So, sure. My first question is...
Theme. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah? No, I'll start. I don't have a theme, but I'm excited for yours. Which of these chips is the oldest? Is it choice A?
Okay, we're kind of on the same theme.
Yeah? Okay. Is it choice A, ketchup chips? Is it choice B, dill pickle chips? Maybe. Is it choice C, sour cream and onion chips? Or is it choice D, man, who knew food can call, man? Boom, onion rings.
What? Shut up. Onion rings?
So wait, is it a flavor of chip? Well, no, not a flavor chip. Like, just which of these chips is the oldest? Like, bagged food, right?
Okay.
Ketchup chips, dill pickle chips, sour cream and onion chips, onion rings.
Just like onion rings, not chip flavored onion rings, like, or onion ring flavored chips. You're talking about like straight onion rings, right?
Onion rings, yeah, the rings that are onion flavored. I don't know.
Oh, you're not talking about onion rings from a restaurant. You're talking about like a bag.
Funyuns.
Yeah. The newest, you said, right? Or oldest?
Oldest.
Let me get sour cream and onion.
Yeah? Hold on, real quick.
Probably wrong.
We fucking,
Did you fucking forget to write down the answer?
No. Yeah, never mind. Fucking, I might have fucked it. Oh. Actually, yeah, whatever. I don't know. No, it's not sour cream and onion.
Okay, that's dill pickle.
No, it's not dill pickle. The answer was onion rings. The answer was onion rings, except... I just realized that when I asked ChatGPT to give me fucking answers, like, maybe the onion rings is, like, you know. In my head, onion rings is Funyuns, you know?
Yeah.
So, when you asked about that, I realized onion rings can also be, like, the fries, so I don't even
Brother.
Know, man. Yeah, I fucked it.
Brother.
I only made that question because I mentioned onion rings earlier. And then I'm like, oh yeah, let me make the answer onion rings.
Full circle.
And let me just ask, yeah, because it is a
and
circle.
You just
it's a circular
forgot.
Shape. Sorry.
Nah, I'd say forever. But yeah, ketchup chips are like a Canadian thing, and I highly doubt that they're even remotely as old as any of those things.
Surprisingly, according to all this, everything's in the 70s except for onion rings in the 60s. Except at this point, I don't know if onion rings is the fried onions or if that's Funyuns.
I'll take it either way.
Yeah. Alright, let's hear yours. So I'm interested to hear the theme.
Mine is kind... It's food themed, but it's where did this type of food start? So I've got three types of food.
Okay, where did it come from? Where did it go? Where did it come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Yeah.
So we got for question number one, shawarma.
Okay.
So we've got Iraq, Turkey, Italy, and Greece.
Oh, that's a good one. They're all. It's definitely not Italy, but my instinct was Turkey. Shawarma, I was thinking Turkey.
Shawarma.
It could be Greek, but. Because, you know, it's associated with, like, oh, you go to a Greek place, oh, shawarma, what are you doing, what are you wanting, you know? But technically, what are you doing, what are you wanting, you know? But they also have gyro, fucking gyno, gyro, whatever the fuck it is, gyro.
Dynamite.
Yeah, so that might be their take on shawarma. And, like, Iraqi food, maybe that shawarma. I don't know, I'm going to stick with my gut. I'm going to say it's Turkey. Shawarma is Turkey. It sounds like a Turkish word, too.
This guy's so locked in right now.
Is it Turkey?
Yes, yeah, Turkey. I thought it was...
Bro. Sorry.
Oh, my God. I knew Turkey was one of the first ones to have it, but I thought it was either Iraq or Iran.
Really? Nah, you know what it is here? We have so many Turks that shawarma is, like, it's so common that, like, you almost forget it's Turkish. You know what I mean? Like... It's New York, man. It's so diverse that, like, I subconsciously knew it was Turkish, but you get confused by overthinking it. But, like, yeah, we got a lot of Turkish places that sell shawarma. It's just, it didn't feel like it could be Iranian, Iraqi. It felt like it would be Mediterranean.
In my area, we got a lot of Iraq and Iranian.
Yeah, that might be why you had that subconscious sort of feeling about it.
Yeah, and, like, also the person who introduced it to me was my boy who's Iraqi. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think it was all just fitting, but just, you know, slightly off. Because I think they are one of the first, but it's just Turkey started the ways, you know?
Yeah. Alrighty, next one is, which of these have I been binge-watching lately? So is it choice
Sorry,
A...
Let me log into your Netflix real quick.
No, it's not necessarily Netflix.
Sorry, let me log into your...
Actually, none of these are Netflix. Is it choice A, stand-up comedian TikToks?
So I've just been, okay.
It's been, like, stuff like that. What have I been, like, just been crazy into, you know?
Yeah.
Is it stand-up comedian TikToks? Is it Among Us videos? Is it arresting Karen videos? Like, arresting Karens? Like, cop stuff?
Yeah.
Or is it CS2 funny moments?
Sorry, wait. So we have...
stand-up comedian TikToks? Among Us videos? Arresting Karens, CS2 funny moments.
I'm gonna say Arresting Karens.
Arresting Karens.
Something itches my scratch when I see one of them get arrested.
Itches your scratch.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, of course. Have I been binging it though?
Yeah, I'm gonna say yeah.
I have not been binging it. I did see a video today that I'm like, I saw on TikTok. It was a part one in a maze of everything. Like, I just fucking Googled it. I'm just like, okay. I copy pasted the same title. I found the YouTube video.
Yeah.
I watched the fucking 10-minute video where she got arrested. And got charged, and I'm like, okay, good. I'm happy. I'm not getting in that fucking binge. I'm not getting into that fucking loophole, you know, because you could keep watching shit like that. Car crash compilation, shit like that. No, I have not been binging Arresting Karen's videos. So you got stand-up comedians, Among Us videos, CS2 funny moments.
Stand-up comedians just seems like such an obvious answer that I can't choose it. So I'm going to say CS2 moments.
CS2 funny moments?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Is it Among Us videos?
It is Among Us videos, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yo, we should play sometime, bro.
I don't... Yeah, I never played Among Us.
Really?
Yeah, like, I only played once recently, like last month.
Oh, shit.
After that, I got one TikTok on my feed that was Among Us content. That, like, I guess our phones fucking listen, because it was literally, yeah, like, yesterday I played Among Us, and now I'm getting Among Us videos on my TikTok. And it's... Do you know who the Sidemen are?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I've seen a couple of them.
It was a Sidemen Among Us, like, TikTok. And it, like, ended on an interesting moment. So I just, like, Googled it. I'm like, bro, I want to just find that moment. Like, I want to see what happened that round, you know? Like,
yeah.
And since then, it's just been, like, a month, basically. That, like, once a day, I'll just watch, like, a 30-minute or, like, an hour-long, like, Among Us session. And, like...
Well, we got to play.
I don't know, bro. It's like, tickling. Like, I enjoy it. And it's never-ending. There's so many of these that, like...
Yeah.
I fuck with it, you know? It feels weird because this is like probably kids' content, and it's also like, granted, these are like 30-year-old like dudes just playing this shit. That like they're playing it like idiots. You know what I mean? They're not sweating. They're like yelling at each other, and like no one's actually figuring out who the imposters are. Like it's stupid. You know, but yeah. To me, it's interesting. This is shit that like in 2020 during COVID, people were like, enjoying, and like I guess I missed it then. You know, I was doing my own shit. So now I'm like 5 years late, but it's fun to me, so fuck it.
Nah, I feel.
Alright, let's hear your next one.
Alright, my next one is, again, so it's just gonna be like the food and the country. You gotta figure out the country.
Yeah.
Alright. Hamburger sandwich. Like the hamburger as you know it today.
Okay.
Alright.
I do know the history of this. It better not be some, you know, tweak shit.
Okay. I'll give you partial points. But we'll explain later.
There are two correct answers, technically.
Okay, like, all right. This one might be too easy, though. You want to give me both your answers, though?
Yeah, I mean, the sandwich as we know it has got to be USA. Okay. You know, but it came from Germany, city of Hamburg, where they took patties and, you know, fucking just started smashing and put it on bread, right?
No, they didn't put it on bread.
American, or no, they would just eat it like a steak. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's literally exactly what it said on the ChatGPT's fucking thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to just throw France and Belgium out the window. Those are the two answers. And yep, that is correct. It was going to be US, Germany, France, and Belgium.
Okay, yeah. So what the correct answer, according to you, is then US?
Is exactly, yeah. It would have been US, and I would have given you partial points for Germany.
Gotcha.
Because of, like...
You know, it's interesting. I don't know, like, am I just, like, a geek for knowing this? Or isn't this common knowledge, kind of, with, like...
It's, like...
Hamburger came from Hamburg.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a city in Germany. Like, it's just sort of, like... I don't know. It should be known, but maybe not. Like, I remember I told my friend... I was like, you know, Hamburger... Like, there's a city called Hamburg in Germany. And he was like, what? Dude, why do you fucking know this stuff, dude? I'm like, what are you talking about? Why do I know this stuff? Like, it's not like I'm fucking reading up on history books of burgers. Like, it's just like, I didn't go digging into research about burgers. I just know this. I just discovered this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a fun fact.
Yeah, like, that's why I can't be nerdy by default because of that, you know?
No, you're good.
All right, fine.
You're never nerd to me.
Steven, which of these cheeses came first? Okay. So which of these cheeses is the oldest?
Is okay, it choice see, I'm A? I'm doing places and you're just doing age. Okay, I fuck with this.
No. So is it choice A, cheddar? Is it choice B, mozzarella? Is it choice C, parmesan? Is it choice D, feta? Or is it choice E, jack? Even though jack isn't a cheese, you could say Monterey Jack.
Jack's got cheese.
No, Monterey Jack. Monterey Jack, not me.
That's my bad.
Yeah.
That's my bad. I'm gonna say Parmesan because I like it the most.
Really, Parmesan.
My favorite cheese.
Interesting. I don't know if, listen, Parmesan's goated, but you can't have too much of it. It's very strong, you know. I would say mozzarella is my favorite cheese.
I have a lot of it, not very often, if that makes sense. Like I'll have a lot of it on like a pizza, and then I just won't have it for like 3 weeks.
I got you.
And I'll have a lot of it on like.
You never like eat like just pasta. like pearls of mozzarella. You know what I mean, like.
When I was younger.
Mozzarella is just, it's one of those that, like, I can't get sick of mozzarella because it's so fucking just nothingness.
It's goated, bro.
Yeah. Especially if you have good mozzarella, not like something bought, like, at a supermarket that's, like, whatever. Like, nice, good mozzarella.
Even that will still be good.
Even that's good, but sometimes it's rubbery. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not, it's not fresh mozzarella. You know?
At worst, it's okay.
Yeah.
At worst.
Anyway, the Parmesan is not the correct answer. There is an older cheese in this list.
Yeah, didn't think so. Or the other one's cheddar. Forgot the other one.
Cheddar, mozzarella, parmesan, feta, and jack.
I'm gonna say feta, low key. That seems like an old cheese.
You are correct. Feta is very old. Greek. Okay.
Damn, I like that. That was an aggressive jewel pull. I like that.
It's not a jewel. It's an EB create.
No, I know. Yeah, I'm just gonna what?
EB create.
I think it's a creatine, and I was like, you're smoking a creatine cart?
Oh, man, I wish, bro. If I could smoke a Red Bull, too, that'd be sick.
Not gonna lie, bro, an ice cap.
Bro, imagine a fucking Red Bull-flavored, like, Elf Bar.
Nope, and you lost me. That must have been rage bait.
No, bro, to me, that's heaven. If you find that, buy me that for my birthday, bro. That sounds incredible.
Da-dum. I left the Discord. Don't worry.
Yeah.
All right,
let's hear your last one. Yeah.
Ice cream. Mr. Know-It-All. You know where this one came from?
I'm thinking, actually. I don't know. Let's see here. Let's hear the choices.
All right. We got China, U.S., Canada, and Ireland.
Ireland is so random, dude. I don't think it's China. I feel like I was thinking European, you know what I mean? I didn't think it'd be... Bro, Ireland's known for butter, too. It has to be Ireland. Listen, U.S., sure. You know what I mean? Like, fucking maybe, right? Pre-refrigeration, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you could say ice cream's been around since the fucking 1400s, because it's like, how do you... You know what I mean? Like, if you threw Norway in this list, I might have been like, ooh, you know what I mean? But I gotta say Ireland for their cows, you know, for their milk. Mm. Gotta go Ireland.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I'm wrong?
My bad, homie.
Buddy, did you, just without leaking anything, did you come up with that choice, or did you get ChatGPT to give you that choice?
Ireland?
Yeah.
I came up with that.
You came up with that? You are so big brain. That's a
straight off my ass.
That's a big brain choice to use Ireland. Do you even know about, like, their fucking milk and all that?
Actually, no. That was 100% coincidental.
Crazy, man. Because that's a great,
I don't know if you heard me under my breath. Throw. I was like, you were like, oh, it's about the butter. And I was like, it is?
Dude, their butter's great, man.
Yeah, shout out them, I guess. But yeah, I was just like, I was like, what's a country that Jack probably doesn't... I actually used the opposite thought process. I was like, what's a country that Jack probably doesn't know a lot about? But like, it's still like a pretty like known country. So then I was like, yeah, fucking Ireland, bro. Like, he knows, man, Ireland. Everyone knows Ireland. But, like,
this does surprise me then, though, because it's like, it's, unless I'm just being racist and going like, it can't be China because I don't feel like it, you know?
Because I don't feel like it.
I don't know. Like, it just historically doesn't compute for me that that China made ice cream, you know? So I'm leaning Canada here. By the way, there's some drunk guy just yelling at the top of his lungs outside.
Oh, really?
I don't know if people hear it, but like...
Yo, throw the mic out the window.
I don't even know what the fuck he's yelling at, buddy. It's 2 a.m. on a Thursday, bro. What are you fucking...
A lie, bro. Like, what could you be yelling? Why are you drunk?
Yeah. Where are you coming from, bro? Go home, dude. I'm leaning Canada. Yeah, again, he's fucking yelling, bro. I'm leaning Canada purely because cold, and maybe I've got some deep subconscious where, like... Yeah, cold, like, that's where it came from, you know? Like...
Country something. Cold, food cold.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Nah, as much as I'd love to take credit for it, it's not as...
So it's the U.S., really?
So you're just super wrong.
It's China?
It was China.
Really?
Let me see if my Google thing's still open with it.
Let me see. China created ice cream when? I just Googled. 200 B.C.?
Yeah.
As a frozen dairy treat? Involved buffalo cow or goat milk mixed with flour and something else, cooled with ice to create a creamy frozen dessert flavored by nobility. Wow. That is interesting. Yeah, that does not compute for me that, like, it's that old of a treat, too, you know? God bless the Chinese.
Yeah, that's
for
the crazy part.
It.
I wasn't surprised by China, I was surprised by the year.
It's, yeah, for
I was
me,
thinking,
it's just,
yeah.
I can't say, like, both. Like, now that I know it's China, it's like, oh, cool. Like, cool to know. But if I had to guess, China feels like a weird one to throw in there, you know?
I didn't know what to think. If anything, I actually didn't think it would have been North America. Because I would have thought more, either, like...
Yeah, that was my logic at first, you know? I just, for some reason, racially profiled the country of China and just excluded it. I thought it was Europe.
That's something that we're admitting to?
I'm just saying, like, you know, for some reason, I was just like, man, can't be China. You know, and that made me think Europe. So when I heard can't be China and then two North American things, I was like, okay, well, it has to be Ireland. And then
I was
in Ireland. I'm like, okay, one of the North American ones. Fuck it. Then it wasn't that. And I'm like, wow, interesting.
I think this is the one of the only times I've baited you properly with
you do
especially
well.
two back to back. Cause I got you with the Ireland and then I got you with the Canada, because like I was like Ireland, let me bait him with something where he'd kind of know about it, and then Canada, I was like, cold ice cream, bro, like, let's see if this bait works. Like, it's, I was thinking like, nah, there's no way he'd fall for this bait, but like, fuck it, bro.
The first one I was using logic with Ireland. I was using like their
that was actually kind of
their milk stuff. Those coincidental, I guess.
It was wrong formula.
The second one I was just going with the gut of like, fuck it, it's one of the two, and like, Canada's cold. And, like, if it was the U.S., I feel like I would have known that as a fun fact.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, like, for my chair noise, by the way, guys. Oh, I just have to crack my back. Holy shit.
So, yeah, that was a good question, brother. Good
thank
shit.
You, thank you, sir.
Alrighty, guys. Well, listen, thank you all for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks with hopefully even more entertaining content. Logan Paul, Jake Paul, Steven got bit by a tick on the nuts.
Oh, my God.
Bro, mid-episode, I realized we haven't done that in, like, a year or two, bro.
Yo, dead ass, bro. Like, shout out Glanto. Shout out...
Gonk, Fancy Gonk Boy.
Fancy Gonk, you know the fire. Yeah. You know the vibes. Shit's fire. What else was I gonna say? I yawned and my brain just turned off, bro. Oh my God. Dead ass, bro. I don't know if you heard me yawn, bro, and my brain just actually, like, fucking pinwheeled, bro. Like,
that's fine, because we're right at the end, so it's perfect timing.
Oh, Steven's toenail got ripped off.
That's true. Yeah. They did surgery on a grape and a banana.
Yo, we gotta digress.
They did surgery on a grape and a banana. Remember that?
Yo, we gotta digress to that shit, bro.
Dude, we haven't said some of that shit in years, man.
I don't even remember if we're missing any.
No, there's definitely more. There's a ton of stuff we had.
Probably a couple, yeah, bro. Yeah. I miss that shit, bro. Damn.
Same, bro. Anyway, thank you for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. I'm gonna go fucking eat food, because I'm starving, man.